Hello, everybody. This is Ryan from Ragnarok. I just wanted to take this opportunity to point out that we will be launching a Patreon campaign to support our podcast this Saturday, July 8th. We'll be doing a live stream starting at 1 p.m. U.S. Eastern to promote it. We'll be going for about 8 hours. And in that time, we'll be playing Fiasco, Call of Cthulhu, Eclipse Phase, and we might even get a few sketches in as well. So we hope to see you all then. Enjoy the game.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Boom! Oh, good. Molly's not here. Not good, but there's no yelling. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
I can yell if you want.
Let's give Will a second to die.
Yeah, well, no, you were talking to the beard before.
Gotta hope that comes out in front of this show.
Yep. Alright, today we are playing Call of Cthulhu, 6th edition. This one is called From the Rubble.
Barney Rubble?
No.
Yeah! Got him!
Alright, so this game takes place in the aftermath of the San Francisco earthquake in 1906 in Chinatown. If you guys want, or for our listeners, if you'd like to know more about the San Francisco earthquake in Chinatown,
please visit your
I would suggest listening to the podcast 99% Invisible. They did a great episode about the Red Dragon Pagodas. It's really good.
You can still visit my your local library if you really want.
Or visit your local library.
Can you give us a primer? Because I don't really know.
I'm going to, yes. So first, why don't we introduce your characters, and then we will... Or do you want to do the primer first?
Either way.
The primer first.
Okay.
So, San Francisco was pretty segregated, go figure, back in the early 1900s.
What?
Probably still today. I know, cities for some reason... didn't like racial minorities? Crazy.
Since when?
I don't know. It's a weird thing from the past. Anyway, in 1906, there was an earthquake in San Francisco. It was the worst earthquake in the city's history to this day. In today's dollars, it did billions of damage. It destroyed a literal third of the city.
Damn.
That's more than a fourth of the city.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
The earthquake was bad. But what the earthquake did was break open lots of gas lines, which then lit on fire for 3 days.
Yeah.
And burned entire sections of the city to the ground.
So gouts of flame spouting from the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Like literal hellscape. Escape.
Cats and dogs living together.
To make things worse, you guys were in Chinatown, which was hit hard by the quake and even harder by the fire. Because Chinatown abuts, and anyone from San Francisco, forgive me if I'm wrong, Murray Hill, I believe, that at the time was the very rich section of town. So in order to protect the rich people's homes, the fire department started to make fire breaks in Chinatown to stop the fire from spreading. The way they made fire breaks in 1906 was to dynamite buildings. So the firefighters would take dynamite and blow up buildings to stop the fire from spreading. The problem with that...
I learned on Jeopardy last night that the creator of dynamite called it safety powder.
There you go. So the problem in this particular instance with dynamiting the buildings was that the fire chief, other than many of the obvious problems, the fire chief, who was the one who knew ostensibly the safe way to dynamite buildings, died in the earthquake.
Ah.
The firefighters who were left didn't really know what they were doing, and I believe they borrowed dynamite from the National Guard that was called in.
I'm sure
it was the wrong kind of dynamite. So they blew up tons of buildings and spread the fire throughout China.
Was it like Jimmy Walker's dynamite?
So the fire burned for 3 days before it was finally put out. Chinatown was completely destroyed because no one gave a fuck about it. The city would later go on to use it as an excuse to try to move Chinatown further away, and then the Chinese Empress got involved and said, "Fuck you, don't do that." More or less. So you guys have had a tough break. So you live in Chinatown. So your homes, everything you have is completely and utterly destroyed. There's nothing left of Chinatown. So why don't you introduce your characters?
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm going to be playing Zhou De. I hope I pronounced the D-E right.
Oh, yes, please forgive any horrible pronunciation we have.
We don't mean it offensively. We just mean it in...
Will means it offensively.
Yes. Yeah, Eric does too.
He is a lawyer.
Okay, Eric really flushed out his character.
Got him.
Chris?
That was it. Okay. I have...
And he's the son of an immigrant, so he was not just moved here.
You were born here.
Yes.
Or very soon before coming here.
Right.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Okay. So we're all those... Go back to where you came from. It's down the fucking street, you asshole. Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am King Zhen Khan. And
you'll be playing...
And I'll be playing Chris. And King Zhen Khan is a criminal. I'm going to say he was a... part pickpocket, but a burglar. I think... Yeah, I'm going to go with he got caught burgling and murdered the person who caught him.
Oh.
And then got caught for that and was going to get shipped off to Alcatraz. But right before he did, there was a giant earthquake and he escaped in the turmoil.
So what were you about to be sent to federal prison for?
Murdering the guy?
Yeah, murder.
Okay.
That's a good thing to be sent to prison for.
I'm a murderer.
Speaking of guys, Chris has been to murder.
Perfect.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan. And tonight, I'm going to be playing Yu Ming. She is a professional chess player. She does not currently live in San Francisco, but her parents do, or they did before they died in the earthquake. She was currently visiting them between matches. She stopped home for a few weeks to see the family and ended up in the middle of this hellish...
What a time to stop home.
Yeah, yeah. It was a terrible mistake.
I believe the earthquake was like at the end of April.
Okay. I don't know if there were any women professional chess players on the scene in the early 20th century, but we'll say that...
Sure.
There were now.
Yes.
Breaking the ground.
Yep.
As history changes, you may...
I'm Will. I'm playing a doctor named Xiao Shun. Right, if I say it?
Yes.
As far as we know.
You meant that offensively.
I'm not meaning offensively. I really did it. Okay.
I was offended.
Oh, there was an earthquake near San Francisco the other day.
Oh. Well,
so what happened?
April 18th.
But it's not really the other day.
No. The other day was January 23rd.
The
1906 earthquake was April 18th.
Right. Oh, okay. I hope the race
magnitude
is okay.
7.8 earthquake.
Shit.
He's 35.
Oh, I'm sorry. 80% of the city was destroyed.
Wow, that's even more than a quarter.
Yes, and 3,000 people died.
Wow, you think you would have heard about that on the news if that happened 3 days ago?
He's 35, and right now he's trying to help out with all the chaos that's going on.
Age. I'm going to be 34, so I'm younger than
me. Help me out as many people as you can.
The death toll remains the greatest loss of life from a natural disaster in California's history.
So it's April 23rd?
So the earthquake happened on the 18th. This is... excuse me, the 22nd now.
Okay. So we're...
Basically, the setup that I'm giving you is the fires were put out last night, and so you're coming in the morning to assess the damage of your homes and your property.
Gotcha.
All right, so that's everyone's character. So everyone roll 1d4.
You just need the d10.
4. Mainly.
I got a 2.
I got a certain.
I did twice as good.
You want to just borrow one?
No. Oh.
Shut up, Eric. That's what I got.
2. All
right, that's how many hit points you lose.
Okay.
I changed my mind.
Oh, she's getting points already?
So she gets.
I was 4. Sure.
Yes, you lose 2 hit points for having survived the worst natural disaster in your lifetime. And now roll 2d8.
Uh-oh.
No. I hope this is how much sanity I lose.
Add them up.
7.
8. 8.
Oh, God.
That's how much sanity you lose.
Okay, 16.
Are we taking...
No, you're not taking... No, this, you're...
Where are all my DAs?
This happened gradually over the last 3 days as you watch the city burn.
I'm down to 28.
Down to 78.
So that's fine.
Oh, man.
That's fine. I'll just roll the same one twice.
Isn't there a thing if you lose so
yeah. Yes, but then this happened over...
5 in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. 11 on.
But that, this doesn't count for that.
Okay.
Going forward, though, it counts. So find out what a fifth is, how much of a fifth you have left.
So you're saying...
I mean, you should probably have PTSD if he lost 16.
Yeah.
Yeah 16 that's, out of 45?
That's, yeah,
that's like
okay. Sure, you've got PTSD.
Great.
I lost exactly a fifth of mine.
Okay.
Terrified of loud noises and...
Okay.
Just everything was triggering.
Yeah.
Plus, killing that guy probably didn't do good for me.
I'm sure it didn't.
Sanity is...
Should I have a door?
Because Meyer's probably coming.
Yeah, Meyer's bringing stuff in and out.
Oh, I know he's coming now. Okay.
He's just not playing because he's moving.
Yeah. Ooh, biological therapy.
That or someone stealing all of Meyer's stuff.
Oh.
Or Alex's.
Around this time, you guys could get barbiturates for your conditions.
I'll take some barbiturates.
Although, no, this is 1906. There's no PTSD. You guys are shell-shocked.
Okay.
A little bit. All right, so... our game begins, as I said, the morning after the fires have finally been put out. The authorities are letting people out of the shelters that were set up. You know, there are dead people. They're letting you go survey the damage. So you guys... go down the street, you make your way to Chinatown, the place where you all grew up, where many of you still live, and it is rubble. There used to be, you know, 3, 4, 5-story buildings, brick townhouses, brownstones. Now there's just bricks everywhere in the street. Some of, you know, parts of buildings are still standing in places. Facades have crumbled. It is just total devastation. People start crying. You see people who are already there sifting through the rubble, you know, of their homes and businesses, trying to find anything that they can salvage. So what are you guys doing?
Salvaging, even if it's not mine. Especially if it's not mine.
I just decided that my parents owned and operated their own bakery.
Okay.
So right now I am staring at...
I think you're standing where it was.
Half of the edifice of the front window. Miraculously, like, half of it has remained completely pristine and undisturbed.
Okay.
And the rest of it is just a pile of bricks.
So there's just a window of, like, cakes and cookies,
right.
And then everything else is gone.
Go to polish the window and it breaks.
The display has like collapsed a little bit, but and the panes have shattered.
Yeah.
But other than that, it looks.
There was like a 3-tier cake that fell over.
Right.
But most of that display was the small stuff, so it's still there.
So I'm just sort of staring at it. And wondering, so they haven't really, like, recovered bodies yet.
No, that's what's going on now.
Okay.
But you guys are in Chinatown, so you're at the end of the list. You see a lot of people around you, like poor and immigrant communities do, helping themselves and each other. So there are younger people helping the elderly go through some of the rubble. People are starting to pull bodies out on their own, not waiting for the authorities to come. Trying, you know, covering them up with sheets or curtains or towels, whatever they can pull from the rubble. Everyone is banding together with what's left. Will, what are you doing?
I'm looking at what remains of what used to be my practice.
What's left?
Nothing.
Just a pile of bricks.
It was one of the ones that blown up.
Oh, you are okay. Yeah. So if you want, you can make... I'm trying to see if there's a scrounge skill. There isn't, so...
Spot hidden?
Yeah, you could do spot hidden. See what you could pull from the rubble.
19 out of 50.
Okay. Tell me something you pull from the rubble.
My stethoscope.
Okay. You pull, you dig around and you manage to pull your stethoscope. It's obviously dusty. It's got a little bit...
My first aid bag. I find a first aid.
Your doctor's bag.
You find your doctor's bag. So you pull... One of the handles is broken off. It's singed on the side. But... and part... You had your... You were so proud when you had your name embossed in it. Half of that is burned away. But it's your doctor bag. And you open it up and everything's... Not where you, because you're very particular. So that when you reach in, you just know where everything is. You can pull it out. Everything's a mess in there, but it's all there. So you can mark down, just write first there, doctor's bag. You have a doctor's bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there are probably plenty of people around who
yes.
need.
Yes, yeah, there are many people that you could help. So if you'd like, Will, if you're going to help people in need, make a first aid check.
There is 650.
Okay. Yeah, you start helping people.
Excuse me.
It feels...
What? If you're going near the perch, I'm going to go.
Shut up, Barry.
And it feels good.
Crazy. Eric. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm thinking maybe my place wasn't as damaged as some of the places around. Maybe
okay.
I'm helping some of the neighbors look through for their valuables, for things important to them.
Okay, so make a spot hidden check.
No, 96 out of 40.
You find a bunch of bricks.
Those were probably important to them at one point.
Maybe, you know.
Everything went better than planned.
So, one thing that we forgot to establish is how you guys know each other. Because that'll make things easier.
I defended Will at one point against some person who was filing a false malpractice suit against him.
Thank you.
Okay.
I am, let's see.
You're a teacher, right?
No, Brian's a chess player.
No, I'm a chess player. I'm 23, so I'm pretty young.
You're intelligent, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we're a chess club together.
How old are you, Will?
Well, I'm 35.
35? Could have been a local thing.
Okay, yeah. So you taught me to play chess.
Man, you all grew up together. Let's just say that.
All right, so what's your age?
23.
Oh, all grew up together? Maybe I should be a little younger then.
It's fine. How old are you?
I don't know, I suppose I was 35 because I'm a doctor, but...
That's fine. You could have been...
I do kind of like that he recognized my talent when I was young and taught me to play chess.
Okay.
Sure. And Chris was there, too.
yeah.
So you guys...
He was the town, the neighborhood ne'er-do-well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Some things never change.
Eric's favorite, do-well.
So there's one benefit, as you guys are walking through the streets, there are still smoldering piles of rubble. The flames have been knocked down, but you can tell there's still some fires burning deep within whatever's left, and the fire department's not really going to come worry about those. But the sight lines are good, so you guys spot each other walking down the street.
Okay.
Or so you see Will, name I wrote down, you see Dr. Sal bandaging up a cut on someone's head.
There you go.
Chris is like, don't
be a little tight, okay?
Thank you, doctor.
Oh. All right, remember.
Thank you.
And we're going to change it in 24 hours.
I'll try.
Who wants to see you first here?
I don't know. Pick someone. Ryan.
Ryan. What's Ryan's character's name?
Ming.
Ming. Ryan is Ming.
Dr. Sal.
Ming.
Oh, thank goodness.
By the way, the hit points you lost, it's nothing. It's like cuts and bruises, maybe a sprain. No, you guys don't have anything major.
That looks like a nasty cut over there.
Oh, yes. I got a few stitches for it last night, but...
they reopened.
You can take a look at it, Will.
Would you mind?
No, not at all. I'll take a look at it.
I hardly noticed.
Don't crit fail.
Don't you say that?
Mine dies.
Almost made a crit fail. You realize that, right?
I know. What'd you get?
98.
Okay.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Let me see your cut.
Well, I tore it open and dug around in there. It doesn't seem to be anything in there, but it looks like someone smudged it up a lot. No, I mean, it's stitched already. You put a bandage on it, but there's nothing really more you can do. It just has to heal.
Change fresh bandage.
Yeah, you put a fresh bandage on it.
Thank you, Dr. Sal. Mm-hmm.
Had to say, don't crit fail.
He just had to
be an idiot.
Yep.
You're welcome, shithead.
I hope you get hit by 80 buses.
Yeah, I hope you get hit by 80
once, or like in a row, or split up.
There are 80 buses.
I'm glad to see you later, man.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I think that's their plan. I sure hope it is. I don't want them to come in here.
Just so you, in case you don't know,
I know.
That means that if you go outside, it has to be done.
I know.
All right.
All them hoes think it's funny.
Glad to see you're okay, man. Surprised any of us got out of this alive.
I went out to the shop for some eggs.
Now Ed's thirsty.
We were going to have dinner. Mama and Papa, I don't think they made it out, Dr. Sal. I haven't seen them in days.
Are you helping try to look for them?
I suppose we must.
Yeah. So
would you mind? I would hate to take you away from the wounded.
I'm pretty. I guess this part of the block is good.
Everybody here is fine.
Raise your hand if you're good. All right. There's everyone. Raise your hand.
Raise your hand. So many parents are wounded.
No, his parents are most likely dead.
No, he's looking for an excuse to do it.
Well, they're friends, so you can just go.
Yeah.
All right, so you go back to the bakery. I'm assuming your parents lived above it.
While you're outside, we decided that we all grew up together very much.
It makes it easier.
Okay.
So you can make...
That's why not like me so much.
If you're going to start sifting through rubble, make strength times 3-5 checks.
Okay.
37 out of 40.
Well,
37 out of 40.
Oh, 40.
Just missed it. 68 out of 65.
No, so your arm still hurts, but you can make the spot hidden check, Ryan. Or you can both make spot hidden checks.
42 out of 50.
46 out of 50.
I think you guys don't want to find this.
Yeah, probably not. Well,
I will ask you, Ryan, did your parents make it out?
No.
Alright.
They did not.
Make a sand check.
Should I make a sand check as well?
No.
Did your parents make it out? About halfway.
No, 56 out of 38.
Take 4.
Alright.
You don't, you don't find everything right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a horrible way to begin.
Yeah. You find you find your mother's hand sticking out of a pile of rubble, and not too far away, you see your father's leg. It looks like they were close together, at least.
I turn away and fall to the ground sobbing.
So, Eric, you're walking down the block, and you see the bakery.
Right.
And inside, atop a pile of rubble, you see Ming crying, and Dr. Sal...
What is consoling him.
I'd like to go help console, because I knew her, and she's... I could fairly assume what's going on.
You can make an educated guess, yes.
Yeah.
Fair question, character.
character's name is Joe De.
Joe.
Mr. Joe.
So his first name is De.
D-E.
How old is your character?
I'm 35.
Okay.
So I want to be younger than Will for some reason.
I don't even notice you as you walk up. I'm just inconsolable. Crying, bawling my eyes.
Hi, Doctor. I could only assume what's happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't look in here.
Oh, it's awful. I'm going to move over, pat her on the shoulder. You know, I understand if she doesn't react.
Yeah, she kind of she tries to compose herself, and she like chokes out the words, you know, Mr. Joe, but she can't hold it together. And
I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry for you.
Chris, you are coming by, and you see the bakery of the 311 side, and they were your friends growing up.
I think they were a little bit older.
How old are you?
You guys said you were 30.
Well, Ryan's 20.
Yeah, I'm 23.
Oh.
I just graduated from
you can be right in the middle. You realize you're like 28, 30.
No, I think I'm going to be more like 23.
Alright, so you're more my age.
Yeah.
So maybe like they were the much older people.
Mm. And I think I might be kind of drunk if it's possible that I found liquor.
Make a luck check.
A luck check?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta roll below that, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not gonna find liquor. Ah, I found liquor. 12.
Okay, yeah, you found a bottle of something. I guess I'm assuming you weren't being too particular.
No, I found it, and I was happy that I found anything at all.
Yep. It's perfume.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're a little drunk. It helps, surprisingly. It helps a little bit.
Yeah.
I found it in the rubble of the doctor's office. He's starting to go blind.
Rubbing part of the rubbing alcohol was rubbed off.
Yeah, someone rubbed it off.
But so you see Ming crying and Dr. Sao and Day standing over her.
I think I'll take an extra long swig first.
Seems like Ming could maybe use some of that.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Zhen the first name for you, or
Zhen Kang?
Yeah. Oh, Zhen Kang. Okay.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Ryan didn't turn his phone on.
Yeah, no, I did. I have to excuse myself for a moment. I have to rescue Allison from Paul and Colleen.
Oh, I will pause this then.
Yeah.
And we're back!
Hit the delete button.
Delete! Okay, so Chris is there.
Yes, right. I'll walk up to Ming and hand her the bottle.
She doesn't even wait for you to let go of it. She just like, grabs it from your hand and takes a big swallow.
You guys should be surprised to see me. I was going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chris, what's your name?
Zhen Kang. Zhen
Kang. Yeah, Zhen Kang.
Surprised to see you here.
Why? Oh,
I thought you had some troubles, didn't you?
No, cleared those up. Cleared those up.
Early release program.
Yeah, early release program.
For good behavior. Just proves that there's no justice in the world.
Give that back, then.
I decided that you and I had a torrid teenage love affair that did not go well.
Oh.
At least not from my perspective.
You cheater.
Hey.
Off the table.
Alright, well, I snatched the liquor back out of your hand when you say I should be in jail. Or insinuate that I should be.
How dare you know that those charges are fake.
Yeah, that's right. I could never do a thing like that.
You come on, you know me. You would do a thing like that.
You know, he's not helping your case.
You broke that kid's arm off in the third grade.
Broke it off?
Oh.
Damn!
Wow. I broke it off with that axe.
The psychopath.
Most third graders bring axes to school, don't they?
No, most third graders bring hatchets to school.
Well, I was
you were
an advanced student.
Yeah. Usually don't get to axes until sixth grade. So the four of you are standing on the rubble, and you hear from across the streets and kind of diagonal a little bit, an old woman yelling. What dialects do you guys speak?
I'm English.
Mandarin.
What, you don't speak Chinese at all?
You said, I don't think so. You said it could be, if we were born here, it's English, or if we weren't,
it was... No. I said if you're born here, your own language is English and a dialect, and your own language skill is...
It's Mandarin. Ryan and I picked Mandarin.
All right, Mandarin it is.
What is Chinese?
That's not a thing, Will.
Either Cantonese or Mandarin, dummy.
Oh, there's many. I went through this before, Will.
Yeah, you did.
Go Chinese is not a thing.
Go Mandarin. We all make Mandarin.
I mean, it is. It's just not a language.
Yes.
Fine, Mandarin.
Yay, okay. Mandarin.
Well, you hear someone screaming in not Mandarin.
Aww.
And,
good choice, Will.
They don't have...
Can I make a suggestion, Will? Instead of Mandarin, that's
far enough. Still not Chinese.
See, even making a list of approved names, you couldn't stop us from being racist.
That's not a racist. It's just stupid.
That's totally racist.
He just called Chinese people Korean. Korean is a subset of Chinese.
No, it's not racist because he didn't mean it malignantly. It's just stupid.
It's ignorant.
Yeah. May I suggest Yue as your dialect?
Yue?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why don't you write that down?
Yue.
Instead of Chinese.
That's right. I don't talk Chinese.
Yue.
Yue.
Korean.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Can my...
Age Christ.
Can my dialect be Japanese?
My dialect's German.
Alright, so since you're all bilingual, you all hear a male voice in English saying, "Lady, come on, it's not safe for you here. You have to come with me." And you all recognize a Chinese dialect. Will, you hear this woman yelling, "No, I won't go with you. I can't leave my home."
I'm gonna walk over, because this guy probably looks at what this girl is saying.
Alright, so you walk out and you see a police officer, a white man, he's, like, holding her by the arm, like, trying to pull her, and she's standing in front of a mostly destroyed building. You can see the front is sort of intact. Looks like it was two stories tall, so the facade up to halfway to the second story is intact. And you can see into the store, maybe, like, 5 feet, and it's just rubble for the rest of it.
Right.
And she's this old woman. You all know her. So this woman, whom you all know...
I stole her TV once. No, 1920, no. Not TV.
No, 1906.
1906.
Definitely not TV.
You invented TV for her.
I stole her.
Chris, she's a police officer. You hot?
This you know. This woman is Lian Xu, but everyone around here calls her Nai Nai. Which is Japanese. God damn it! You got me doing it now. Well, Chinese for grandma. Okay. It's like an affectionate term. You know that she and her husband, Chang, they ran an apothecary.
Ooh.
And when you guys were growing up,
favorite apothecary.
Everyone, your parents would always send you to their store to get medicine because they worked.
Mm-hmm.
They would give you herbs and vials, and their shit worked. If you had a headache, you brew some tea with what they gave you, and it would go away.
I used on my practice.
Yeah, so you see her, and they're an old couple. very sweet. You know, like if people didn't have money to pay for medicines, they would still give it to them. They're like an institution in the community, in the neighborhood, and so everyone calls them Nai Nai and Yay Yay, which is grandfather. Yeah. So you see, Nai Nai she's the one yelling at the police officer, and you could tell.
I was letting you keep going while I was trying to have a quiet discussion first.
You were pantomiming for me?
Yeah.
I didn't get that at all.
You're believing?
No.
Oh. So, yeah. So she... And you could tell the police officer obviously has no idea what she's saying.
Officer, mind if I help?
Oh, do you know what she's saying?
I know exactly what she's saying. She's saying this is her house, and please let her...
I am hiding.
Okay. I'll make a hide check.
What, did you used to play hide and seek with your friends in your past? Like
I need a convincing backstory as to why you know how to hide, Chris.
I got a 6 out of 70.
Okay. You don't even leave the ruins of the bakery. You just duck behind the remains of the wall.
You have a 70 in hide? You played a lot more hide and seek than I did.
Yeah, I played a lot of hide and seek.
20.
He was really good.
He
was the last kid that no one ever found, and so people just gave up looking for him after a while.
I guess I usually seeked.
What's your spot hidden?
40.
Then,
oh man, I was better at hiding and seeking.
So Chris, you're hidden. He's not looking for you.
I'm still hiding.
That's fine.
I'm scared.
He says, yeah, tell her that she has to get out of here. This building's going to collapse. She can't go back in there.
I look at,
Nai Nai.
What would you do if right now Will broke into perfect, whichever, I forget the title, UA, and said exactly the right thing?
What? I told you I could speak Korean. she looks at you. Oh, Shun, please tell this man that I can't leave yet. She's crying. She's like, I haven't found Deng, and I can't leave yet. That's what she says to you. You don't have to roll to talk to her. You can just talk to her.
To roll in, like Alex says, for like really complicated things and such.
I don't know, the officer says this is really dangerous, and
well, I don't care. It's my life, and I have to find Deng. Shang. I have to know. Shang.
Oh, right. You
said. I'm gonna write that down here. So that's what she says to you, Will.
Well, are you sure Deng's up there?
Well, I didn't see him get out. There's no up there.
In there.
In there.
I didn't see him get out. Please, just tell the officer something to make him go away.
What do you mean? Tell him? I don't know.
Tell him... tell him I left something in there and I have to get it. I don't know. Just get rid of him. The officer has let go of her and she like goes like this. For listeners, I'm making a go away gesture.
Think about this, Nai Nai. I mean, if you go in there and get yourself killed, how's that going to help Deng?
Well, then I'd be with him.
But then everyone here who needs you and loves you, well, you know.
Shun, I appreciate your concern, but I can take care of myself, which is what this man doesn't seem to understand. He just sees a feeble old Chinese woman. So please tell him that I am not a feeble old woman. She crosses her arms. She turns to... you, Eric, and
Eric?
Says, okay. I thought you, I mean, it's like across the street.
Oh, okay.
She says to you in Mandarin, she says, Dang, you're a lawyer, please make this man go away, pointing to the police officer.
And the doctor's youthful.
Yeah.
I have to say, like,
would I have overheard what the cop was saying?
Yeah.
But, it's a dangerous, because I didn't know what she said to him. Not. It's dangerous there. It may collapse, and that obviously wouldn't be any good for you.
Would one of you please help an old woman?
I'm going to... Well, all right, which part of this... I forget which part of this I heard.
You heard the officer say to Will, tell her she has to leave, it's not safe, she can't go back in there. And then the officer is getting frustrated of just listening to people talk back and forth in Chinese. He says, look, tell her, go to shelter. He is very racist.
Officer, this is her home, and I think if she makes it, if this, you know, she lived here, her husband, I don't know, may still be in there. I think if she wants to live her life the way she wants to, if she wants to take care of this her way, we aren't in a position to tell her she's not allowed to.
I'll make a persuade check.
I hope she goes in there and the building collapses on her.
Nope, 89 out of
65. Okay. Look, I get it, but I'm supposed to be rounding up people and getting them away from the unsafe building. So unless you can assure me that you're going to watch out for her or something, I have to take her with me.
We'll watch her.
Make a persuasion roll.
There you take persuasion.
Actually, you know what? He said
there is no persuasion.
Persuade.
There is. It's under persuade.
Take it.
No, it's fine, actually, because you don't have to roll for it, because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, great! Fine. She's your problem. And he walks away. And she turns to you. Oh, thank you. Thank you,
Day.
No. Thank you, Shun. He's the one who got the police officer away.
And thank you,
Day. Thank you, boys. She pats you. Oh, thank you. She's like... shorter than you. She's like 5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when old, you know, they get shorter as they get older.
That happens to people, yes.
Yeah. So she's like 5 feet tall.
Especially Eric.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're going to be 2 feet tall soon.
Cool!
And she goes, now I'm going to go start moving through the rubble. And she
do you need any help?
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that.
Well, please just be careful. We're out here. If you need, all right?
Okay. She takes your hand. Thank you. You can help her. She's just not asking you to.
All right. You
could tell from her tone, she's not going to say no.
Right.
But she's not going to ask you for help.
I'm going to go help her.
Okay.
Mr. Zhu, what's going on? Are you going in there?
Well, she says, Nai says she doesn't need the help. She doesn't want to us to. She doesn't want to put us in a position to be in danger. But well, you're going in there.
Now that the cop is gone, for
yeah, he walks away.
I'll spring up out of my hiding spot. I've been drinking the whole time.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll go in and see what's up.
Yes, you go in, Jim. Let Mr. Zhu stay out here and be safe.
All right, so Chris, you go in.
Such a bitch.
So, Zhen Kang and Dr. Cao, both of you make strength times 5 checks to help this poor old woman.
23 out of
strength times 5?
Yeah. Okay. And anyone else who's helping?
42, I'm good.
All right, so... you start moving rubble. How long are you going to help her?
I don't know.
So I find evidence that...
Till the building collapses or we find something that... All right,
so you guys start working for like 2 hours and you haven't found anything. There's a few vials and like one or two jars that seem to have survived. And when you find them, she takes them and sets them aside. But there's not much left. Everything is broken and shattered. This belt, you remember, you've all been here before, like when your mother sent you to go get something, and it was glass jars and vials everywhere. So 99% of that is all broken now. So Eric and Ryan, what are you doing outside while these two are sifting through rubble?
Also, if I find any money, I keep that.
Make a luck check.
Unless I'm being watched, but I don't think so. Luck. No, I did not find money.
No.
2 hours. What are we doing out there?
Hopscotch.
Maybe I'm trying to just, you know, talk to you, try to keep your minds off of your tragedy.
All right, so make a psychology check.
I'm okay at that. But that doesn't matter because I rolled bad. 51 out of 35.
All right. Well, you don't say anything that makes her feel worse.
Right.
That's good.
Has anybody else appeared to help us out?
You have one or two other people who are walking by, see the two of you, you know, and Nai-Nai in there, and they come in and start helping. I mean, it's a lot to go through.
Yeah. I suppose I had better start actually going through the rubble of the bakery.
Okay.
I could give you a hand with it.
All right, so we're across the street.
All right, so you're going to
be careful. Make sure you don't move stuff that's going to, they can tumble.
So after a few hours of everyone just sifting through rubble, you hear someone comes up to you. You're sweaty, covered in dirt. You smell like burned wood and not plastics, metal. Just everything smells awful. And a middle-aged woman comes up to Ryan and Eric first. Mm. She's just got a big pot full of rice. And she's got, like, a spoon. And she says to you in Mandarin, it's like, we managed to scrounge some together. You hold out your hands. We don't have bowls, but it's food.
I will certainly take something.
She takes a spoon and just scoops, like, a big clump of rice into your hands.
Thank you very much. That's very, very kind of you.
Yes.
No, keep it's fine. And she takes. She's got it like on a little cart. And she goes across the street to you guys. Actually, cart probably wouldn't be very good because there'd be rubble everywhere. So she picks up the pot.
Hovercraft.
Yeah, she's got another hovercraft. That makes sense. Yeah.
She's got on a hoverboard. Yeah.
And she, so same thing comes over to you guys in Nai-Nai's shop. Do you want some food?
Please.
Probably worked up quite on, so she, again, you just have to hold out your hands, but she just, you know, gives you like a big scoop of rice. Nai-Nai? And she goes, no, I'm fine, thank you, dear.
Please eat something.
No, I'm fine.
Nai-Nai, take the rice, I'll eat it.
All right. So she holds out her hand. She holds out one hand. One of her tiny little hands, and they scoop a little rice in there. The woman leaves, and Nai-Nai just puts it on your pile. There you go.
Thank you.
So you guys take a minute. So all of you, Will and Chris make spot hidden checks. Ryan and Eric make spot hidden checks at half.
Okay. I got it. 73 to 75.
No.
7 out of 50.
82 out of 20. No, 83 out of 20.
Well, you two are across the street, so you probably would have spotted this hidden. Will, you're tired, and this is just white rice, but goddamn, is this good. You're just stuffing your face with this rice. Chris, you're eating too, and you look up. And Nai-Nai, you see Nai-Nai move a piece of rubble.
Yeah.
And then you hear the sound of things shifting. And before you can do anything, there's a... And the floor just gives way and she falls. And you hear her... As she falls. And a few rocks come cascading down on top of her. Will, you don't even see. You hear the sound and you look up and... There's Nai-Nai's gone.
At that point, there's probably also me going, "Oh shit!" and pointing at the new hole.
There's that too. Yeah. So you two can make listen checks.
I got a 67. What is my listen? 60. So now I can't hear it.
I always feel like I do points badly in this game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skills that can be very useful. That's the problem. Like, there's no... Listen and spot hidden are always good. Library use is usually good. Accounting, obviously. Because every game involves going through books.
Right. Yeah.
And art macrame.
Oh, of course, yeah. I prefer art decoupage. But that's just me. So you two across the street hear Zhang going, Oh, shit! But that's... That's it. I'm assuming you said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet. like there's no city sounds or anything like that because there's not much city left right now. So the sound of him yelling carries across the street, and it's starting to get later in the day now. It's like late afternoon.
I will sprint across the street.
Yeah, I'm going to head over as well.
Okay. So you see the two of them. What are you guys doing?
I'm looking down the hall.
You can't see much right now. It's very dusty because all the shit that got kicked up. And it's dark down there. There's wherever she is, there's no light.
Nine-Nine!
I'm down here.
Are you okay?
I think I hurt my ankle, but I'll be all right. Go see if anyone has a rope.
Yeah,
I will go running up and down the street calling for a rope.
Make a luck check. Okay. Basically to see how long it takes you to find a rope.
Probably going to be bad. No, 42 out of 45.
Okay.
So not great, but not bad.
Yeah, it takes you about a minute. You run, like, down the block. Someone's like, what do you need a rope for?
Nine-Nine's fallen down into her basement.
Oh, once you say Nine-Nine, they give you the rope and follow you back. So you come back a minute later with a rope. And, yeah, you lower it down. So who's going down there?
Not me. I'm not great at climb. Really, I'm not any better. I'm not any better at climb than anyone else.
What, Chris?
I'll go down the hall.
All right, someone roll climb for Chris.
Okay, what's Chris's climb?
Chris's climb is 60.
18.
Okay.
You got it, Chris.
So you got... Zhang grabs the rope and shoop, slides down. You lay it, so it's you can still see. It's dark. It's dark in here. You thought the dust was starting to settle, but it seems foggy. It's weird. Like it's been dry. It's April, so it's been a little cool. But it feels like there's fog in here. Like, you can feel that dampness on you.
How's the ground?
What?
How's the ground?
You don't know.
How's the ground?
How's the ground?
How's the ground?
I mean, it's there. It's a basement, so it's, like, concrete.
I was saying it was squishy. Let's try to get a worm.
Yeah. I'm standing on it.
No, it's solid. It seems like concrete. Whatever is in here is really thick.
This is in a cave? Oh!
Yeah, but you can't. There's a little bit of light coming down from the hole, illuminating where you are, but you can't really see anything else. So make a spot hidden check.
Okay. No. Moisture.
No. All right. You don't see anything.
Nine-Nine.
There's no answer.
Can you see her?
No.
He needs light. Does anyone have a lantern?
Everyone can make luck checks, not Chris.
No.
You're already down there.
What if there's a lantern down there?
34 out of 55.
You can't see it, so you don't know.
44 out of
45.
What if there's
he critical succeeded.
No, that's not in this.
But Will got a 2, so that's the best success.
That's an impale.
So Will, you found a lantern while you were going through the rubble. So you pull it out, and you light it, and you hand it down to Chris. Zhang.
How far is it a drop?
Like 10 feet.
Okay, so
it's the basement of the building.
Yeah. So we tie the rope onto it.
You just lower it down. So Zhang, you take the lantern.
All right.
And you start looking around. This fog though was super thick and very weird.
It's San Francisco though.
Yeah, but it's not smog. It's
would have been smog.
Right, but it's. In the basement.
Yeah.
That, as far as you know, was closed off until now. So you start looking around. So you can make another spot hidden check. I'll give you any plus 10, 20 for the lantern.
I got it. That's a 1.
Okay. Oh, a 1. An impale.
Wow.
All right. Make sand check.
Great. that's out of my max sand, right?
Out of your current sand.
Oh, boy.
Poor Nine-Nine.
Nope.
No. What'd you get?
41 out of 28.
Not a crit fail.
How did I not hit her? So she was dead.
Oh! That's three, Chris.
All
right. Nine-Nine's turned into a monster.
So you find Nine-Nine.
Yes!
Well, you trip over her.
Okay.
And... Well, yeah. So you trip over her. And you trip over something.
Yeah.
And you turn and look. And you see Nine-Nine. You see her ankle looks a little swollen,
yeah,
you
okay.
can see. And as you look up, you see that right around her chest, her clothes were dirty,
yeah.
but now they're soaked, dark, soaked through with something dark. And as you go up, it's probably because her throat has been ripped out.
Oh, shit.
You see on her face is just frozen in terror.
I am leaving the hole.
Okay. Make a climb check. Are you taking the lantern with you?
No.
Okay. You drop the lantern.
Well, I'll put it down.
Okay, you put it down. Make a climb check. So,
24. That's good.
Okay. You guys see Zhang come back to the rope and start climbing up. As you do that, the fog seems to be rising up out. So from your guys' perspective, it looks like dirt and dust that's fallen there. Because you can't really see it.
Right.
But once it starts rising up and you feel that cool dampness of fog, you realize it's not dirt that fell down there. This is fog rising up out of the hole. It seems to be moving faster than Zhang is climbing. And then you all feel, you're all clustered around the hole.
Yes. Mm.
You all feel something brushed by you. It's the feeling of when a sheet or a flag is flapping in the breeze and it like hits you and rolls off. That's the feeling. You all feel like fabric being dragged across you.
You're all going like, look at that.
Well, make spot hidden checks.
Please do.
Yeah.
My body hidden.
No, you're climbing.
Nope. It's the air 40.
39 out of 50.
I made it 34 out of 50.
Ryan and Will, you see a figure in the fog, like something comes zooming up out of the hole. Looks like it's going over or through Zhang, and just comes. Hurtling past you out, and you just get this flash of white, and something from it like billows and brushes against you, and you kind of like, go like that, and as you turn, like you can see it moving out the destroyed window of the shop. So you two can make sand checks.
Oh, what was that?
Nope, I made it. 5, 74 or 78.
Oh. Close.
Out of your current, not your total.
85 then.
Your current, not your total.
Yeah, 78.
Okay. So then you're both fine. You don't lose anything.
What was that? You saw that too?
Yes.
What happened? What?
You felt it, but you didn't see anything.
Right.
Did you feel that?
I felt something.
Something came up out of the basement. It flew past us and out into the street.
Oh, the fog's gone.
I'm gonna rush out of the shop and look up and down.
You don't see anything. Whatever that mist or fog was is gone too. You notice it as you're climbing up out of the hole because you were climbing up and the mist seemed to be swelling and following you.
Yeah.
But as you pull yourself up,
mm-hmm.
it's gone, and you look back down and the basement seems clear. And the lantern light is cast. I'm assuming you're pointing the lantern towards the rope.
Yeah, I guess so. And then I climb up the rope, but I don't turn around and look back. I just kind of keep running until I get toward the street area, which is where I stop and vomit.
Okay. You guys see that, too.
Zhang, where's Nine-Nine?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. What?
What happened? Oh, no.
There must be something down there.
What are you talking about, you drunken lout? What happened to her? Where is she? She was calling up to us.
She answered, but when I got down there,
It wasn't from the fall. No way. No way. Something cut her open.
Oh. What? Like how? Cut her open?
Like slit her throat.
Ripped her throat out.
Yeah, not slit her throat.
All right, like a wolf ripped her throat out.
What? That's ridiculous.
Well, go down and look then.
Is it ridiculous?
Well, you're the doctor. Well, do you see any wolves around?
Well, we saw something.
It wasn't a wolf, Will. It looked like a humanoid figure. Oh, never mind. It was a wolf.
That's the other game, guys.
Oh, God, it was. Gracie actually perked up for that.
He's mine.
She's like, what? Her ears were up and everything.
A dog?
He still misses his chances to say it, but... So she's dead.
Definitely.
Oh. If I climb, I would climb down, but I don't.
Can I, I'm going to psychology him and see if I believe he's telling the truth.
Okay.
Or if he's just being a coward.
Yeah, 7 out of 60.
Yeah.
All right. Well... We can't just leave her down there.
I'm not going back down.
Is the Anderson there? We're helping her try to find...
There's some sort of smoke or something going on down there, too.
No. That's what we saw. It came up out of the pit. Flew past us.
Followed me.
Well, whatever it is, it isn't here anymore.
Or used you to escape. Oh, what do you say we do? We can't just leave her there. Well, I mean, we could leave her there. I mean, there's no way. There's no way. Dang. No way. What's the other? Big name for
is the neighbor Yapa. Still here?
Yeah.
There's no way Yeah survived this collapse.
No, the neighbor is left.
Okay. If he did, then he's been trapped here 5 days.
Three.
And he's been trapped for five.
The earthquake was on the 18th. It's the 26th.
Four.
Yeah.
And it's still been five for him. Nine had him trapped for.
He got a head start.
Yeah.
She locked him in the basement on the 17th. You're three strapping young men. Why don't lower me down, and I'll see. If...
No, don't go down. Something's down there.
It's not down there anymore.
Oh, the fog slit her throat. Something's down there.
They say they saw a figure pass by them. I felt something as well, but...
You felt it too, Chris.
Sure, I felt it, but I didn't feel something...
He doesn't think it's substantial.
No, that's fine. I'm just telling you felt it.
Yeah. All right. I don't care what I felt. Something is down there. Something did that to her. And what we saw and what we felt was fog.
Well,
does anyone have a weapon?
Well, I don't.
I'm not going back down.
I have no weapon.
That's you guys. I mean, you could find stuff.
Yeah, is there anything I can use as a club?
Yeah, there's a broken 2x4.
Okay.
You pick up.
I'll pick it up.
Anything I can,
is there, yeah.
Anything sharp, maybe, that I could...
Broken glass.
I guess that's something. Is it a longer piece, or...
Well, make a spot hidden check. Uh-huh. If you're looking for something like... I mean, club is easy.
Nope.
Broken glass. But if you use that, you're probably going to hurt yourself, too. Right. Because it's just a sharp...
All right, so then maybe something just blunt, then, just as...
You pick up the other half of that 2x4.
All right.
I was kind of assuming I had a handgun. Is that a thing that I could have?
Make a luck check. You wouldn't have had it in jail.
No, but when I escaped from jail and the guards that were watching me died, I took their gun.
You don't know if they died. Well, maybe just the wall collapsed.
That's how I got out.
The wall of your cell couldn't have collapsed?
I was in transit.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they died. They could have just been incapacitated.
Also, it doesn't necessarily mean they would have had guns either in 1906. So, make a luck check.
No, I don't have a gun.
You have a nightstick.
Okay, I've got a nightstick. I can't use it, but I've got a nightstick.
Which is different from the daystick.
Hello?
No, that's true.
Oh?
They had before they had guns, they had nightsticks and daysticks.
Oh.
The nightsticks were worse than the daysticks.
I never knew...
Worse in what way? Worse to get hit with or worse to...
Worse to get hit with.
Okay. I never knew exactly where that name came from. I didn't know that there was an equivalent.
Yep. All right, so who's doing something?
Well, you can't go down. Something is down there. You don't want to see what it did.
I don't want to leave Nine-Eye down there.
No one does. But it's... You don't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Ming rolls her eyes. Look.
You just have to try sometime.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say... I just lost everything in the world that mattered to me. I don't much care if I die right now, to be honest. So if you'll give me a hand, you don't have to go down in the hole. Just lower me down.
I'll go back down the hole. Can't go by yourself.
What? Gracie. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
She does that?
Apparently.
Where did it happen?
In Myers' room.
It likes Myers' room.
So yeah, my plan is... I guess I could climb, but my plan was to tie the rope around my waist and...
Yeah, one of these guys could already do.
Yeah.
Someone make a strength times 5 check.
What's your strength?
8.
Nine, so I guess
I'll do it. Better. 14.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going down. Okay.
Well, I can do one back. And then the other. Times 5, 28, I made it.
Yeah. Alright, so you lower her down.
And then I'll do climb.
And make climb check, yeah.
31, I think that's good. Yeah, I'm going to climb to 60.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna run over while he's climbing and pick up the lantern.
Alright, make a spot. Make a spot hidden check. You find name 99. Because the lantern's right by her.
Okay, that's 10.
All right, so...
50.
Make your sand check.
Okay. Nice, 23 out of 34.
Yeah, good. So you just lose one for 9-9.
See a lot of dead folks.
And you lose one more for Nene. Yeah. So, you go down, you pick up the lantern, and you start looking around, and you see Nine-Eye, just as I described her to Chris before, lying there, face frozen in terror.
Alright. I have hit a fifth.
Oh, okay.
So...
Give us a second. So, you... Oh, this will be good.
Okay.
So, you raise the lantern to look through this the rest of the basement. Your eyes slide along the floor. It's by the sink. I think you put it back by the sink. You raise the lantern. Your eyes go across the floor. You see this intricately carved circle in the center of the floor with a crack running through it. You see this crack runs from wall to wall straight through this circle. It has symbols in it, You see some Chinese characters that most you can't really, you don't really understand.
Okay.
There's like a star in the center of it. And then you look up on the other side, you see Ye Ye, Nai Nai's wife, lying.
Husband,
yes, sorry. No, they were a gay couple. husband, lying in a pool of congealed blood. His throat similarly ripped out, a look of terror on his face. But you also see wounds over the rest of his body. It looks like he was cut, like with a with something sharp, repeatedly. It looks like pieces of his flesh were taken off.
Oh my god!
So make another sand check. He's missing an eye.
So what was the first? Mutilated. What was the first sand check for?
Nine.
Okay.
You know, this one's a little worse.
No. 82 out of 34. 33. Now.
Three more.
All right. That's five in an hour.
Yeah.
And a fifth.
Okay. So Chris is going to have to come back in a second. Let me pause real quick. We're back. Chris, make sand check.
Yeah, we found some horrible things.
All right, got to roll under a 25. 20.
Oh, all right, take one.
Nice. Congratulations, you're trapped in a collapsed building with someone who just failed one sand check, but...
Yeah.
And hates me.
So, you find, again, you still see Nai Nai's corpse. That's not what sets you off. It's Ye Ye's corpse, which looks like he's been tortured. So this is your temporary Ryan. Why don't you roll?
We have a temporary Ryan now.
Four.
Permanent
four. Babbling, incoherent, rapid speech, or logorrhea.
Put it back in the cabinet.
So temporary you're babbling.
He couldn't have. What's going on? This is impossible. No, I can't believe it. This is.
I told
the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. Oh my goodness, what's going on?
The other thing. Zoom in. The other thing in the basement. No, this isn't terrifying. Okay. There's an old wooden table against one of the walls.
What do you mean that's not terrifying?
I lose 87.
Oh god.
And on top of it, next to it, you see a bunch of broken glass vials. It was filled with stuff. Most of them are broken now. And there is a book on the floor. Looks like it fell off the table. it fell open.
It's never a bad idea.
But it's face down.
What does the cover say?
It doesn't say anything.
All right, I'll pick it up and read it.
You can't. You don't read UA.
Huh? All right.
Sadako does, though.
Throw it away.
Well, we're closed in now, aren't we?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought you said we were trapped.
Well, we're, you know.
It's going to take you a minute to get out.
Yeah. Well, I've gone in and out of this hole twice now.
Yeah, but if Ryan was trying to murder you, it would be a little more
difficult. All right. So, Dr. Sao.
Yes.
Can you read this? And then I throw the book up without warning.
Catch the book.
Do you?
Make a dex times 5 check, Will.
Hope I hit him in the face.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Alright. You take 2 damage as... No, it's not that he hits you in the face.
Oh.
He throws the book up and hits you in the face, and as you're standing on the edge of the hole, fumbling, trying to catch it, you fall.
Oh.
So you fall down the hole and land hard.
Oh.
That's why you take 2 points of damage.
Does the book fall on his head afterwards?
Yes, for comedic effect, then the book...
78 more points of damage. This is really heavy book.
That does...
It's War and Peace.
You should really be more careful. 9
points of damage.
He kind of calls a couple of times because he's been pulling the wind like the knocked out of him.
Doctor, you all right? It's horrible. Yeah, Nai-Nai.
Make a sand check.
Sand check.
By the way, yeah, Nai-Nai.
So. Actually, make 2 sand checks. First one's for Nai-Nai.
Okay, that one has exceeded.
Okay, so lose 1.
Lose 7.
Yeah, lose seven.
You can lose seven if you want.
Well, you're on fire.
Ten to thousand, man.
47. Well, I made it.
So you made it?
Yeah.
Alright, lose another two.
No, seven.
He was saying it was a seven. So he thought he critically succeeded. As you find, you see the corpses of Nai Nai and Ye Ye down there, and Ye Ye has
been previously
tortured.
Described.
As previously described.
That's not right. So I did the book.
What's going on? Doctor, what could have possibly done this?
What's down there? I'm assuming I don't want to see it.
What's broken? I've gone down four hit points.
No, it's not like that. You're fine. You're bruised, scraped up.
And
you didn't
just
break anything.
You just fell 10 feet. So.
Yeah.
Ow.
Probably like sprained your ankle if you landed hard, or
maybe he broke his nose.
That book was pretty dense.
Yeah.
Right. So the only light down here is the lantern that.
So I walk over the lantern.
Ming has.
And take the look out.
It is like trembling. She doesn't even like realize that she's holding it. She's just sort of.
And I read the
rambling.
Book. You read the book.
Yes.
All right, make another sand check.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, just pause off the table.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe we should
65
your head.
Out of 75.
65 out of 75.
Gracie likes the table.
She sure does.
Yeah. I just want to check.
But, Daddy, what if I peed in Meyer's room?
So you succeeded?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So, as you start reading, you realize that this is Ye Ye's journal. As every good Cthulhu story needs a journal.
Of course.
So, the first thing that catches your attention, which can't possibly be right, is that the first entry is dated 1746.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1906.
Okay. So, Ye Ye is 160 years old.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
And you read about how Ye Ye and Nai Nai were living in a small province in China where they first became apothecary or doctors, herbalists, whatever you want to call them. They were using herbs and compounds that they derived. Ye Ye talks about how Nai Nai was a fantastic herbalist. She had a green thumb. So she was really good at growing herbs and knowing what herbs to mix. He was more of an alchemist, mixing concoctions of chemicals and medicines that way. They were married. They never had any kids. They spent a lot of time together. And eventually, they started to discover more and more powerful formulas, things that would prolong their life. Some of them needed a blood sacrifice, but they were well-loved in town, so when a vagrant or a drunk went missing, no one ever thought it was them. Eventually, every few decades, they had to move from to a new town so people wouldn't grow suspicious, because eventually they learned how to stop aging. So when they were in their late 60s, early 70s, they basically stopped aging. They've been the same age ever since. Eventually, they decided that they would make a new start in America. They came here about 30 years ago. And Ye Ye decided to bring some of their old world medicine with them. So Nai Nai brought over a bunch of herbs and things. He brought over a bunch of his alchemical solutions. And then the thing that he was best at was medicinizing demon parts. So he put in he writes about how when they arrived, they bought the building in Chinatown, and the Western medicine was doing things that they couldn't compete with their traditional herbs. So he summoned Bai Shoshi, Bai Shoshi, which you know translates to the scholar in a white robe, a demon from Chinese mythology. Basically, that's what that circle on the floor was for. And Ye Ye wrote that as long as that was intact, it was fine. And he spent 20 years harvesting parts from the demon. Skin, blood, fingernails, hair.
I feel like I have to roll a second sand check just for that.
That's what the first one was for.
So when the earthquake happens,
it's going insane.
That's you. You look over at the circle on the floor, and you see the crack running from wall to wall, and you realize that the earthquake broke the foundation and broke the circle. So the demon got out, but
it was not a fan of Yaya.
No. Would you be a fan of someone who cut you apart for 20 years?
No, knowing that
you were immortal and couldn't die if he did, right?
No.
He also writes, Will, that in case anything happens, the scholar in the white robe, there's only one way that it can be killed.
Monkeys.
Do you want to know what that is?
And that is the page is missing.
Yeah. And I'm going to write that on the next page so it gets full, it gets a full treatment in the page. No. So, what you have to do is you need to find a stalk of bamboo, harden it in fire, and it must be blessed with the prayer in the book, which is written on the page.
And then what?
Stab it.
Ah.
And that's it.
Damn,
you just gotta have the bamboo stick. As soon as you present now.
We made a bamboo stick. Go away.
My weakness.
I read that. I didn't read that aloud.
No. It takes you like an hour to read that. It's there's a lot in there. So
have I stopped babbling in this hour?
Within the hour, yes.
So
you are, however, stuck in a hole with two corpses.
Do you guys want the bad news or the terrible news?
What are you, doctor? Why have you spent the last hour reading? Shouldn't we be getting the bodies out? I mean, the building could collapse at any
second. No, the bodies are staying here.
What? The whole point of coming down this hole...
No, we're not saving them.
What? Dr. Sal, what on earth has come over you?
I'm going to show him the date of the book.
What could possibly be in that?
Alright.
I want to show her the date of the book.
Okay. She can't read it. It doesn't mean anything.
You see this? And I tell her the date.
You just call me racist.
So you found a 160-year-old book.
That's written by Yaya.
That's impossible.
Yes.
So you're saying that Yaya, Yaya, and Nai Nai were 2 centuries old?
Yes.
Well, they did look old, but...
According to this book, they stopped aging at age 60.
You recognize the handwriting, Ryan. You've had gotten notes from Yaya before, and it does look like his handwriting.
And it looks appropriately aged?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you can make that.
Yes.
Well,
and...
I guess I should do that as well.
I don't know how they stayed so young.
Hold up. It depends what Will tells you.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to know how they stayed so young, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
No, I'd like to know. That sounds like a useful skill.
I'm listening.
Okay,
to
fine.
Hole, I guess
they've been sacrificing people.
Nai Nai and Ye Ye.
Yeah,
sacrificing people.
That doesn't sound right.
And you believe this, doctor? You're a man of science.
It even mentions these. I'll talk to the circles. What they're for?
What are they for?
Remember that white thing we saw?
I didn't see
that. I was keeping it here.
And now it's out.
Yeah. They've been using it to live on. It's a demon.
Yeah, you can make those sand checks now.
I didn't do it either.
It's something that we would have known, like a demon creature.
Maybe.
Is it folkloric?
Oh, I made it.
Okay, you wait. Chris, you make your sand check?
No.
No, and Ryan, you did not.
I did not.
I made it.
All right, so Eric, you lose one. Ryan and Chris.
Ooh. 38.
4.
Down to 20.
Yeah, so you can make, if you want to try to figure
that
it
is,
out.
That is another fifth.
Another fifth?
Two fifths.
Now. All right, 1 second.
I get an idea check, right?
Yeah.
My idea is...
Is that within a certain time frame or overall?
Overall. Oh, no, I failed my idea check.
Okay.
I'm in serious fucking denial.
Yeah. Oh, you failed your idea check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't take another insanity.
Doctor!
Oh, I'm like two fifths, too.
Oh, you are?
I'm at 20 of 45.
Oh, yeah. Make an idea check.
I'm at 25th. I started.
I got an 18 out of 80.
Oh, you made it.
Yeah, but making it is bad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You want to go insane, Chris, right?
The full significance of what this means hits you. Yeah. I'm rambling about how, you know, Yeye and Nai-Nai were always full of quaint stories from the old country.
They were so nice.
That doesn't make them fucking sorcerers.
Chris, roll d10.
8.
Indefinite.
So they've got 2 summoning circles.
No, it's just 1.
Well, it's 1 that got split into 2.
Well,
they've got 2 summoning circles. Yeah, summoning circles.
Yeah, semi-summoning circles.
Not quite as effective.
They have a summoning circle and an altar.
Brief reactive psychosis. No, it's not an altar, it's just a table.
Table, altar.
Incoherence, thing. Delusions, aberrant behavior, and or hallucinations.
Altar, right?
Hallucinations! Chris! That guy you killed?
Yeah.
He's standing right behind Ming.
Ming, look out! What?
I push her out of the way.
All right.
What's come over you?
I'm going to start swinging my day club. Was it a day club or a night club?
Night club.
Night club? I'm going to start swinging it at the hallucination.
Nice stick. From your
sick
point of view, Chris,
yeah.
It's just like ducking and weaving. Every swing you make. No, you keep going.
Yeah, I keep going.
But every it's just getting out of the way.
Leave me alone!
You two see him just... flailing wildly at
Zen,
nothing.
Zen!
I'm screaming, leave me alone.
Zen!
I'd like to try it. Can I secure the rope? No, that's probably not a good idea.
Zen!
It's secure. You could secure it. You still have to make a climb. You don't have to roll to secure it.
Right. I was just
but you have to make a climb check to get
down. Lose the rope.
Or you could just jump.
Can I try a psychology check to try and get him to...
Yeah, psychoanalysis.
No.
Nope.
Can I just, like, hit him?
Sure.
I'm going to try to climb down.
Unarmed.
Let's go over there now.
Nope.
Go over there. Fist.
2 points of damage. Fist, yes.
Yes, 43 out of 50.
All right. What's your damage bonus?
+0.
Oh, so it's just 1d4 plus 0.
1d3.
1d3. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, 2.
Chris, you take 2 points of damage.
Alright, I got sucker punched.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on, so I turn around, swinging my club first.
Can I dodge?
Sure. Make a club's a skill?
Fist, grapple, head, kick.
It's alright, my dodge is at 26.
Use fist.
I rolled a 36. Fist.
Okay. 77, so no.
Okay.
50.
So you both... You, like, stumble back, Ryan, but Chris just swings wildly. And you see it's me. You're hallucinating the guy,
yeah,
but you see
right.
This is me.
Well,
and he stops, yeah.
Oh, my God, snap out of it. Don't sneak up on me like that. He's right here.
And then you guys hear, ah, boom, as the lawyer is on his back under at the hole.
Yeah. Mr. Shu, with Bob and David.
What's happening down here? Everyone has to calm down. This
make 2 sand checks, Eric.
Oh yeah,
did you see that?
You find the corpses. First one's for a 9-9.
3. I made it 22 out of 43.
Take 1.
I've taken I started the game with a fifth of my day.
Right, so it's if you take another fifth.
Okay. And 23 out of 42.
Take 2. Because yeah, he's a lot worse.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, God, I wish I didn't see
okay.
that.
Okay. Everyone needs to calm down.
Where'd he go?
Jen, calm down. There was no one else here.
He's here.
It's just the 4 of us.
He must have been the one that did it.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
He's back for me.
No. There is a way to kill a demon.
What? Just standing there with the book watching all this happen.
Not a demon. Oh, no. He is a demon. He's come back.
Jen, that is patently ridiculous.
Where's the lantern?
Ming's holding it. Are you still holding it?
No, I would have put it down.
Okay, why don't we say you put it down on the table so it would make sense for Will to sit there and read for an hour.
He's just sitting there like...
Can I snatch up the light lantern and run off toward where I think the hallucination ran off to?
Well, he's not in the basement anymore.
But he ran out of the basement.
Yeah, well, you have to... You look up,
yeah.
And you see him standing at the top of the hole.
Oh, so he climbed out.
He climbed out. Awesome. And he's, like, grinning down at you, and then runs off.
I'm chasing him.
Are you taking the lantern?
I don't need to if he's not in the hole.
Okay. Make a climb check.
Trying to do a cop's arm. Trying to do a cop's arm. 68
out of 60.
Okay, you're just so frantic, you like, jump and grab it and kind of slide down. You're... just so frantic you can't climb up the rope.
No, he's getting away. He's gonna go down.
Who is getting away, Jen?
The man. Don't worry about who it is.
What man? What are you talking about?
He's down here. He's gonna get you. He's back. It must be the demon you're talking about, surely.
I can't believe this. I can't. Listen, we've all been sitting at the in the bottom of a hole with two very badly mutilated.
So, one of the neighbors comes over now to the top of the hole. Hey, are you okay down there? We heard shouting.
No! No, not!
Okay, grab the rope. I'll pull you up.
It's Nai Nai and Ye Ye. They've been killed.
What? Oh, God. They died in the earthquake, too?
No!
I'm grabbing the rope and getting pulled up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone pulls you up.
I'm going to take off running after the hallucination.
Okay.
It must have been dogs or something. They've been torn to bits.
It certainly wasn't.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy when I said it was dogs. Huh?
You said dogs, it was wolves.
It makes more sense than demons at this point to me, now that I've actually seen it.
Yeah. Okay, so they lower the rope back down. Okay, you guys get out of there. We'll get someone to get them out of there soon. So you guys, they'll pull you up. You don't have to come back.
All
right, they pull you up. Jen is gone. Did you take the book with you, Will?
Yes.
Okay. Chris, you hear a scream.
In front of me, behind me?
So you go off running.
Yeah.
You take off down the block. You make a turn. And from down the block in front of you, you hear a blood-curdling scream.
It must be the demon.
It must be.
I'll go after it.
Okay. Make a sand check.
Good. Nope.
No. All right.
It's going full insane.
10!
I'm down to 10 out of... 20, that was half of what I had left.
Okay.
Or, I had, it's probably like a fifth total of my,
Well, you had 45?
I had 45, yeah.
Total, yeah, so that's more than a fifth.
Well, so, I'm saying I have a fifth of what I had of my total left. That means I've lost 4/5.
That would be another idea check.
Yeah, make an idea check.
85 out of 80.
Yeah!
Yeah, yo, you're just, you're, no. You can't possibly be seeing what you're seeing, because what you're seeing is a tall, gaunt man in flowing white robes with a white hat. You can see long, dark hair spilling out from under and onto his shoulders. He seems to be floating like a foot off the ground, which can't possibly be happening. And there's a man also floating off the ground. And you can see the man's blood is in the air. This guy in the white robe is pulling it out of him with his hands, like beckoning it forth. And he opens his mouth, and like his jaw unhinges like a snake. And he just he just swallows it all down in one gulp.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. And I'll turn around and run the other way.
Okay. You are going to have to make a... There's no run. It's dex times 5.
Okay. That's 50...
Never disturb a demon while it's
65. Engaged. 75. I do not make it.
Okay.
I'll have to use that game and that line in...
Never disturb a demon while it's engaged.
Space Raiders game.
Yep.
Never disturb a demon while it's engaged.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, yeah, it catches you. So you turn and run, and you basically just make it back to the main streets when you feel something, this hand grab you from behind, like grabs the back of your shirt and lifts you up, and then it like spins around, so it's holding you at face at eye level, and it says to you, you can tell it's speaking a dialect of Chinese that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
but you understand it.
Okay.
And it says, I want what's mine.
What is yours?
And he reaches out.
You can't come up here.
With these long, bony fingers.
It's your blood.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so he reaches out to you. He's holding you with one hand, and he's, like, making a motion with his other hand. So, what are you doing?
Struggling in some way.
Okay.
Escape?
That would be grapple.
Okay.
Opposed, well, actually, wait. That would be on the resistance table.
No, strength versus strength. On
yep.
the resistance table. God,
well, I rolled a 36. I don't know what I'm rolling.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I need to pull up the resistance table first. Good old resistance table. References. What is it? No, the resistance table isn't back there.
Yeah. You need a good Gracie. Almost.
Except for when she peed on Meyer's floor.
Was on my floor.
That was a good girl.
Not this time.
What if I pooped on Meyer's floor?
Oh.
She has not pooped in the house.
That's good.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Are you being an almost good Gracie?
Almost good girl.
Mostly good dog.
Mostly good.
Do you have the resistance table with you, Ryan?
Hang on, I can find it.
I don't remember what page it's on.
Utility.
It's a blank telegraph form.
You're gonna fall, Gracie.
Oh, there it is. I got it. 55.
Okay. So he succeeded.
No. 55 is the page.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay. So, Chris, what is your strength?
My strength is 14.
Okay. You are the active character. Your strength is 14.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get?
36.
Yeah, you succeeded.
Wow.
So you struggle and you feel your whole body for a minute starts to hurt and scream in pain. And you just thrash around and manage to break out of its grip and fall like a foot to the ground. And then I'm assuming run?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys here... Zheng scream. And if you go, do you go outside on the street?
Yeah. Okay. I'm running back the way I came from, I guess, at this point.
You see this white figure following him. Make sand checks.
Oh.
Don't worry, guys. I'm bringing him your way.
I'll roll for Eric.
His sanity is in 40.
43.
Ooh.
Out of 74.
I rolled 40 out of 40 for Eric.
Yeah.
So you and Eric succeeded.
I failed.
Brian, you take 8.
Okay.
Will, you take 2.
2?
So does Eric.
It's every hour, right? Is it five in an hour?
Five in an hour or a fifth total.
Well, this is my first...
That would be five in an hour for me.
This is my first 2 after the book. That was an hour, so...
Another 5 for Ryan.
2 is my...
Should come at a 5th, though. Since I started 85 to 72...
A 5th of 85.
What's your pound?
85.
That's your 5th.
17.
So that's a 5th. Alright, so Will, make an idea check.
Idea check.
You want to fail.
What's my idea check again?
Whatever your idea is.
It says idea.
I'm not going to fail.
I failed!
Okay. You can't. No, it does. You're hallucinating. You probably hit your head when you fell down the hole, and this is some weird after effect of a concussion, obviously.
Yeah.
Ryan, you got a 2?
Yes, I did.
Fleas and panic.
Okay. Yep. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Sorry, Shen.
Yeah. Well, Shen's doing the same.
Yeah, I'm running too.
I need bamboo.
Yeah. So Will, but you. You're in denial. That's not a demon floating and chasing after your friend.
No, it's
a
soul.
Something else. Shen.
Yes.
People are on the street screaming. They see this thing and people start screaming. You look over your shoulder, and it has stopped following you.
I'm not stopping.
That's fine. It's on the street and it yells. You can all hear. In that same way that you don't understand the you don't know the language, but you understand it. It yells, "I want what's mine!" And then there's the fog again, just comes from nowhere and fills the space. And then the fog lifts, and the creature is gone.
And so is
we win.
Show it. So is Ming.
Yeah,
she is.
Zoosh.
Yeah.
That's over soon. After like 30 seconds of running, you're panting, and you look back, and it's gone, and you're far down the block, and it's night. The only light is the moon and the stars, because all the street lights are out. Yeah. So what are you guys going to do?
I'm going to continue running, screaming, and hallucinating.
Well, you don't see the guy anymore. He must have gotten away.
I mean, okay. Then just 2 of the 3.
So where are you running to? The creature's gone.
I'm not running to, I'm running from.
Well, the creature's gone.
Where was the last place I saw it?
Behind you.
I'm running from that.
Okay. How long are you running for?
How long until I pass out?
So you're just gonna run until you pass out?
Yes.
Make a Dex times 5 check.
That thing tried to steal my blood.
You don't know what it tried to do.
I saw it doing it to the other guy.
That's true.
Maybe con, since he's just running.
Yeah, con.
Point of exhaustion.
94. It's not very long.
No, it's not. And roll 1d4.
Okay. 4? No, wait, 1.
Okay. So you lose 2 magic points.
2 magic points?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you trip over a piece of rubble in the street and face plants and just lay there panting.
Okay.
It's all right. Magic points refresh after a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to get that in the street face down. Maybe not a good night's sleep.
No.
But a night's sleep.
So, Will, what are you doing? Your 2 friends have run away. The lawyer is standing there as a cardboard cutout for a moment.
I'm gonna go back sheepishly.
Okay.
Just so Will has. Dr. Sal, what was that thing?
Well, then. Am I not insane anymore?
It's gone.
That would have been a demon. My guess.
That's what killed. Yeah.
The gods revenge on them, but it's not satisfied yet. Probably satisfied until everybody's dead.
How do we send it back to wherever it's from?
Well, we have to boil this.
No.
Burn.
You have to temper it in fire. You need to get bamboo.
Bamboo, temper
it in fire, and then bless it with the blessing that you have in the book.
That.
Do I know where we might find some bamboo?
You'd have to scrounge some. I mean, people have, like, bamboo gardens and things, but everything is rubble.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to have to
Alright.
Make spot hidden checks.
I'm gonna scrounge around for some bamboo.
Same.
I do not scrounge around for
bamboo. 48 out of 50. As you're scrounging, though, you do see Zhen passed out in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go up to him and check him. Is he, like...
He's alive.
He's breathing.
Yeah.
He hasn't been, like, lacerated.
He got a little road burn from falling on the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Or his favorite burn.
His face looks a little... he was just running until he passed out, so yeah, his face would be flushed. Never mind.
But he's breathing, and he's alive, and he's healthy.
Well, maybe not healthy.
I'm probably muttering, too.
She is cursing him in Mandarin.
That's fine. Curse away.
But she bends down and like, starts checking him.
Yeah, he's as far as you can tell, he's okay.
If you could, you'd crawl on my lap.
Oh, she loves that. Are you going to leave him there, or are you going to leave him up?
Where are they? I'm contemplating it. Where are they like housing us? You said there were shelters before.
Well, right now there's a few tents that have been set up, but they're only taking like the elderly and women and children there. You could go.
Okay.
They wouldn't take him in, especially because he's Chinese. You might not even get in right now.
Okay.
Eventually, there will be shelters set up, but this is like the day after.
Yeah.
So they haven't really gotten to that yet.
All right. Is there?
You do see though it's nighttime. You see fires dotting, not like burning. Like people have made fires to huddle together. Families there are huddled together. People, you know, some people have managed to pull blankets and sheets and some things from the rubble and are sharing them as they can. Like I said, people are coming together. But there, you don't really have anywhere to go.
In that case, I guess people. Any of my neighbors doing this? Like in my immediate neighbors, who I would know.
What if you just shake me until I wake up?
All right, I will like shake him awake and help him up and like, come on, Chen. Come on.
What?
Come with me.
What happens?
Come with me.
Okay. I will go with him.
Okay. You failed your spot hidden check, though, right?
Yes, I didn't.
All right, so you spend your time...
I found...
You found him instead. Will.
Lucky me.
You got a 48 out of 50. Out of 50. Roll 1d4.
1d4. Put it away. Here. Whoa.
She wants to know what's going on.
He's so heavy.
It's solid copper.
Four,
okay.
Solid copper?
Yeah,
those are animals.
Oh, wow.
You find four decently sized bamboo stalks.
Ooh.
But now you have to temper them in fire. So who's going to do that? Who knows how to do that?
I don't think I know.
Idea check. Stick it in the fire.
No, that'll be a knowledge check.
I've studied anthropology pretty extensively.
You can make an anthropology check. All
right.
I would take anthropology. I would take archaeology. History would work.
11 out of 61.
Okay. You know how to temper these in fire. So you do so. There's fires around. Gracie, get off the table.
But Daddy, what if I was on?
It would be so much better. The game would be so much better. And... Mm-hmm.
So you get one, you go on one of the fires. I'm assuming you sharpen them first.
Yeah.
So you temper them in fire.
That's my crotch.
Who's going to read the blessing?
Sorry.
It does
the only
say
one that reads the language.
That's true. It does say you have to read it for each. Do it individually. You can't do them all together.
Okay.
Okay. So you read it. So the first one will.
Something.
You read it, well, and then you lose. No.
One of these is, right?
I think that's...
One magic point.
How many points do I have?
Equal to your POW.
To my POW. So I have 17 magic points?
Oh, yeah, this is the guy you want reading this. All right, so you lose one.
Okay, so...
Are you doing all four?
Yeah.
Then you lose two. Then you lose one. And then you lose one more. And make a sand check.
Thirteen out of 17.
Yeah, you're fine. So you don't lose any sand. So you think these kind of look a little like they're glowing for a second, and then it's gone. You know, it was probably just the way the firelight hit the bamboo. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah, well, it was a little weird. It's also been a really long day.
It's been a really long day.
So you have these bamboo stalks that have been sharpened into spears.
I got tempered in fire.
So I did not write down the damage. I forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna
monster.
Yep. Did we grab Chris and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. I brought him over to the fire. I'm guessing that he fell asleep.
Can I do some first aid on some people here so then we'll feel a little better?
You could try. Who are you first aiding?
Well, how's Chris doing?
I need the services of a shrink or maybe some of Jen's liquor.
Both are valuable options.
Yep.
How about to myself?
She could try.
17 out of 50.
You can heal back one.
It's kind of hard doing
hand
yourself.
Hand to hand. Well, yes, it's very hard.
Does Jim still have his flask or whatever he stole on him?
You're going to have to ask him when he gets back.
Well, he offered it to me before.
By this point, it's probably empty.
Well,
make a luck check.
Alright. Yes. 39 out of 40.
So, yes, he does, and there's some left.
Alright, I'm going to drink.
Okay.
And drink, and drink, and drink, and drink, and drink.
So the weapons you have, the bamboo spears, have a space chance of 25, and a damage of...
Ah!
Gracie, you added! Of 1d6 plus your damage bonus.
So spear.
Gracie, you're coming out with me.
What was damage bonus?
1d6 plus your damage bonus. 1d6. You write that down, Eric?
What?
Spear.
One-handed or two-handed?
These are two-handed.
Okay.
What'll be my damage percentage? Damage bonus.
It's your damage bonus.
It's up here.
So my damage bonus is just zero.
Oh, zero.
Yeah. So just 1d6.
And the percentage?
25.
Alright.
That's in hand. That's what, to one hand?
Two.
Two. And does it have HP?
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
And the range one is?
Touch.
It is touch.
Okay.
Stab.
Right. Make up your mind to touch or stab.
So now you guys, what are you going to do? If you're going to kill this thing, you have to try to find it.
Well, I feel like... How long can we let Jen sleep?
As long as you want.
Alright. We saw this thing in the daylight.
It was like dusk.
Okay. So it's nighttime now.
It's night now.
I wanna at least get a few hours of sleep, so I'm gonna sleep.
Okay.
Do we gain back any sanity from sleeping?
No.
We lose any sanity.
Once again,
from
Will, not the way sleeping works.
Yeah.
What? Sleeping wrong?
No, really, it's not the way mental health works.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can heal. You can, though, each heal back 2 hit points.
Yeah. Full HP.
Yeah.
True. Well, from my battle.
Hit points, Will.
Yay.
And you get your magic. Well, if you're sleeping before you go out to try to find this thing.
Yeah, I know.
You get your magic points back, too.
Rest is a good thing.
All right. So you wake up in the morning.
And I feel completely better about the fact that my parents are dead. And I just saw two bodies horribly mutilated.
Yep.
And some kind of unearthly figure.
Things, is Gracie over there? Did she leave?
No, she's here.
Oh, she's there? Okay.
Well, yeah.
But maybe she's peeing in Meyer's room again. Okay, so you wake up. I don't know where you guys are sleeping. Probably in the rubble of your bakery.
Yeah.
You go out to the streets.
Well, you said some of my neighbors made like a fire, so I'm guessing like...
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. You basically just slept hunched over by the fire.
Exactly. In the rubble.
One of your neighbors is crying when you wake up.
Fair.
Not like sobbing, but like... sobbing, not like bawling. Ming, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were awake. I'm sorry if I woke you.
Oh no, think nothing of it. It's I understand. It's been terrible on all of us.
It's not that. Things just got worse overnight. There were people killed. 8 of them. It was horrific. They had their blood. It was awful.
Oh, you know.
All of you make sand checks.
I feel kind of dumb, but I understand it now.
Yeah.
It took me a minute.
29 out of 38.
Oh, 92. Sorry, I got the back.
I got a 62 out of 9.
8.
So Will passed, right?
I failed.
All right, Will take 1. Y'all take 2. As you feel hella guilty. Because you all knew about this demon trying to kill people. And decided to go to sleep. And now 8 people are dead.
This wasn't all right. 9 people.
So how do we find this thing?
That's a terrifying noise.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Take mind it.
That was like me like sniffling and yawning at the same time.
Wow.
Sounded like you were coughing up a hairball.
I thought you were hissing.
You could walk around and try to find the fog, or,
Where were the people killed?
They were within a few blocks of each other. In an area, it seems.
So, I would say let's go to
that area.
Will, you can make a knowledge check.
That's because I read that diet.
Yeah.
Ooh, 27 out of 65.
There's a way to call it. You can perform a summoning ritual if you want, basically.
Okay.
Well.
So.
Will was way too happy about that.
Yeah. So make
perform a summoning ritual.
Sucking their blood out. You can get that. Make that come to you.
Great.
Rather than going to find it, it'll be great to us.
And well, that didn't work out so well for Yay and Night Eye.
Yeah, but they didn't have the weapons.
They had. Is there any way to bind it?
Yeah, using that broken. That broken.
You could try to recreate the circle.
I could.
What would be fun in that? Let's just let the demon loose on the fucking street.
All right, so let's try.
It's already loose. We're just bringing it to a different.
Let's see.
I say we summon it. Let's summon it and get stabby.
That's gonna be.
I don't have any occult, but I do have anthropology.
I have no occult either.
No, Will has to do it. It's going to be an occult check.
Oh, boy.
Should have taken a cult.
I probably should have taken a cult. You know, it makes no sense for you to take a cult.
So then it doesn't make sense for you to have taken it.
Alright, so then... Try it at 5%.
Get it?
You could do it well. You could do it well. You didn't do it well.
No.
What'd you get?
57.
No.
There's a 5 in there.
Yeah.
He's got a good point. Give it to him.
It was in the wrong decimal place, though.
Nah.
Can we go back to the summoning point and try and fix that?
Well, that's broken. So.
No, the floor is broken.
So let's fix the floor. Who has carpentry?
No, who has masonry?
Okay.
I can't keep it here. I can summon it. You can get rid of this thing.
All right, fine, do it.
All right, well, make a sand check.
Okay.
We'll raise his spears and also
63 out of 71.
Your lives.
63 out of 71?
Yeah.
You're no fun. Lose two.
It's so weird that even that D4 like lands heavily.
I know.
Like D4 is it.
And then 7 magic points. How much have you lost now, Will, sand-wise?
All of it.
Well, I lost,
all of it?
You were at 85. What are you at now?
I'm at 69.
Okay. So you've lost 16.
All right.
So you're still not at a fifth.
Okay.
Almost.
Almost. One more. Which is probably going to happen soon. So...
When
you can do
Will finishes this incantation in it's UA, but it's like an old dialect. It's hard for you to it's almost hard for you to pronounce, but you manage to do it. Suddenly, once you finish, the air gets cold and fog comes in. Even though the sun's out, suddenly you're all enveloped in this thick, cool fog, and you hear a crackling sound. And then in the mist, you can see this floating white figure. So everyone make a sand check.
This is going to be great.
Nope.
Nah, 66 out of 7.
14 out of 36.
There you go, Alex. 76 out of 69.
41 out of 15.
I was just going to say 1 if you failed, but then Will failed, so I kind of want to roll...
Well,
but 1 is still enough.
Yeah.
All right, so 1 if you failed, and none if you passed.
Yeah.
That's
another fail.
That's it? Jesus. Yeah. So both of you make idea checks.
I passed that.
I don't even have a fifth left to lose, so...
Well, make an idea check.
Gracie? She's over here.
She's not going to come.
12 out of 85.
Oh, Will passed his idea check. There. Sorry, Will. All right.
Only a 50% chance of not passing it.
So you both get a temporary. Roll 1d10, each of you.
7.
1.
1. Okay. Will, you're in a stupor.
No.
Just like your mouth is hanging open. You didn't. You're a doctor. You're a man of science.
Yeah.
Holy
shit!
You didn't really expect. Yeah. Holy shit! That works. So for a few minutes, you're just going to be standing there with your mouth open. Ryan.
7.
Roll 1d3.
Okay.
It's Lord Vigo.
Ryan thinks he's
one.
A potted plant.
1. Psychosomatic blindness.
Yeah. Ryan is a potted plant.
You're.
Oh,
this, you see this thing up here, and you realize that this proves how small and insignificant you are in the world, and you can't bear to look at it.
So I can't bear to look at anything.
You just can't look at anything.
All right, fair enough. Ming falls to her knees and just sags.
Okay. Chris and Eric, what's your dex?
They're 12.
Chris was 13.
Yeah.
Eric was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe this thing outdoes you.
It's 1. It's got a dex of 1.
Now this thing doesn't do anything.
It only acts every 86 turns.
It's a very slow demon.
No, its dex is 15.
Ah.
Chris was 13. Eric.
Well, I'm also at 13. Just in case I decide I can see again.
Well, just because you're blind doesn't mean you can't try to stab things.
Yeah, that's true.
It's psychosomatic.
That'll go well.
He can actually see.
But he just doesn't know he can see.
Yes.
All right. So.
This is for Ed.
There's this guy, like, sitting reading a paper, a little homunculus in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It looks over at a monitor, it goes, nope, and then it kicks out the table.
Okay. Chris, it sees you.
It remembers me.
Oh, it does. Will, please don't slurp.
I don't know. I kind of like the slurping.
Chris, how many magic points do you have?
Eight.
I could have done those again.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Oh, okay. It doesn't even have to roll. Chris,
yeah.
You take 5 damage.
Okay, good.
As 2, 3, 4, your left leg suddenly has
leaves.
Everything sucked out of it.
Nah, I wasn't using it.
Yeah, so you scream as you feel your leg wither and turn into a husk. So you lose 1 8 hit point. You lose 3 points of con.
Okay.
Your con goes down by 3.
All right.
And Eric, make a sand roll.
Makes sense. All right.
Do I have to make a sand roll?
Yes.
No. 70 out of 36.
89 out of 6.
Just 3.
Just 3?
Yeah. What are you at, Chris?
3.
You're at 3?
Now, after I lost 3, I'm at 3. When I lost 3, that was half of what I had.
Oh, you're almost fully insane.
Almost fully insane. All right, so that's what it does. It withers your leg. Chris, you're next.
Do I have one of those bamboos?
Yes, you do.
I'm going to stab him.
Okay, it's at base 25.
Okay.
And does 1d6 plus your damage bonus damage.
So it's at base 25. I got to roll 25 or lower to hit it first.
Yes.
Nope, 77.
Yeah, so you stab at it, but it just kind of shifts and isn't there anymore. Eric.
I'm also trying to stab it.
Okay.
That's at 25. No, 90.
90, okay. Same thing. You go to stab it, and it's just... It just shifts out of the way. And it goes... you have to step a little closer to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's just bringing one of these hands down on you, Eric.
It decides that I look nice and doesn't want to attack me.
Nope. So you can, it hits you unless you want to spend your action to dodge.
I'd like to dodge.
The demon's not really such a bad guy.
But then you can't attack. It's Call of Cthulhu. It's either dodge or attack.
Why? Oh, this is the next turn.
Yes, this is the next turn.
I think I'd like to dodge.
Okay, so roll your dodge.
Top of the turn to you.
No.
Okay. You take 5 damage as you feel these claws. So you jump out of the way, but you feel these claws sink into your skin and your back and just rake down your flesh and leave gouges in your back.
You were
Chris, yep. Ryan, and Ryan. Ryan, you hear screams around you.
You know what? I'm going to be an idiot and just lash out blindly with my spear, hoping beyond hope that I hit it.
Oh man, I hope you get me.
Make a luck check.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Yes.
Which one of us is he hitting?
Chris is odds. Eric is evens. Odds. I got a 1. Ryan, roll damage.
Well, I have to roll to hit him first.
No, true.
Try to get less than 4 damage.
Nope, I missed.
No, okay. So, Chris, you're suddenly...
Well, he missed Chris, so he's the demon.
Yeah, that's true.
Suddenly, the spear, you see Mingo, and the spear lunges and just barely misses you. Are you going for the demon again?
Did I get it?
I'm going for the demon again.
All right.
Did I get it?
No. Nope, 87.
All right, you miss.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you can make a sand roll to try to snap yourself out of this.
Oh, 15 out of 68.
All right, what's your dex?
11.
11, all right. So you're at the bottom of the turn anyway. Eric.
Yeah, I dodged.
Right, you dodged. Will,
I mean, dead.
You snap out of it and you see this demon. Chris's, you can't really see Chris's leg, but you see blood on Eric's back, What are you doing?
I'm going to stab it.
Are you going to try to stab it? Roll.
No, he's going to stab it.
No, he succeeded. That should do it.
23!
Nice!
Alright, roll damage.
We told you so.
It's 1d6, right?
What's your damage bonus?
1d6,000.
Plus 0.
Yeah, so 1d6.
Still got a 2.
Plus 84.
Four.
Nice. Okay. Just make sure. Yep. Okay.
And it's dead.
It had 1 hit points.
It howls this ungodly, unhuman sound as you stab up into it. And it turns at you.
Hi.
So, Will, how many magic points do you have?
A million.
Right now I have...
Yes, right now.
10.
10. Okay.
A little tired.
That's fine. Nope, it doesn't have to roll. Okay. You take 3 damage as your... 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Ryan, do you have a hit die with you?
No.
Okay. Your right leg starts to wither. Not completely, but you look as the blood is sucked out of your leg through the air into this demon. And your leg starts to shrivel up, and you can barely stand on it. Make a sand check.
That's ridiculous. Used to be in there.
Wow, it's almost like magic. It's super sucky for you.
42 out of 68.
Okay. You still lose 2 sand.
Yeah, I understand that. That's 5.
And 2 points of con.
Oh, 2 points of con?
Yes.
So I gotta go to Constitution and...
And lower it by 2.
Do I have to make a sand check?
You didn't before?
I did, but I saw it happen to Will now.
Yeah.
That's old hat.
I've got 3
man, I guess it's
left.
Kind of much worse when it happens to
you. Yeah. I'll say you're a little more distracted.
Okay.
That was like the first thing that happened, so Eric witnessed it because he hadn't done anything else
yet.
I
was definitely right. 5 in
I'm just trying to go insane. I'm real close.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to my hit die.
It's all right.
James stuck to
it. Probably.
Kill him.
All right, so that's what it did.
He's tired of his way to die at the right foot.
Chris and Ryan, you guys are up.
Stab, stab, stab.
Okay.
No, 60.
All
right. Yeah, I'm going to try to stab it again.
Make a luck check first.
One of us should be a combat person.
No, 76.
All right.
I was good at handguns.
Will's in things now, too.
Can I
load? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can I load the spear into my handgun
Will.
And shoot it?
All right, so roll to attack.
That I don't have.
No.
I forgot I had a rocket launcher.
I was thinking to myself, watch me impale. Literally.
Yeah, so, Will, Ming just stabs at you and misses.
I have a rocket launcher.
Why are you
that only shoots
at me?
Enchanted bamboo.
Doctor, is that you? I can't see.
Eric?
I'm going to try stab.
Stab.
No! 77 out of
25. Stab.
Will, you're up.
All right.
What are you doing?
Stab.
Try to stab deeper.
All right. Well, you have to stab it again. So roll.
Okay. Try it again.
Do it good.
No. Nice.
All right. It is very angry with you, Will. It is going to try to pick you up. So it is going to... Will, it is still staring at you. And you see its pale humanoid face. Not humanoid. Its pale human face suddenly darts out as it turns into a snake. And suddenly this long snake neck is coming at you to try to bite you. So you can try to dodge, but that will use your attack.
Don't dodge.
One or the other.
It's going uppy.
That's good. You like uppy.
No, it's biting him.
Dodge.
Attack. All right. Fighting. Roll your dodge.
He likes uppy, but not bitey.
Ah, well, that's stupid.
No.
All right.
Bitey's one of my service heads.
So you just barely get out of the way as you feel these massive snake jaws clamp down right next to your head. And Chris and Ryan.
Stab.
Yeah.
Luck check for first for Ryan.
Yep, I actually made that one.
Oh, okay. You're in the right direction.
All right.
26 for Chris. God damn it.
28 for me.
Oh.
All right, Eric.
Stabby.
Stabby.
No, 66. And
Will.
Son of a bitch.
It's going to try to bite you again, Will. Oh, no, you don't get to attack. You dodged. So it's going to try to bite you again.
You missed anyway.
Are you going to dodge or are you going to attack?
I'm going to dodge.
All right.
26.
What's your dodge?
Out of 50.
Okay. Yeah, so you beat its 40 because you want to get lower. So you manage to get out of the way again as it bites at you. And Ryan.
How long until I
dab, dab, dab?
Make a stand check.
Okay. I'm down at 14. And I got a 46. So no.
42.
So one more luck. I'll give you plus 10 on your luck check, though, because you were already in the right direction.
All
right.
Yeah. 51 right. Out of 40, out of 55.
So roll the hit.
Plus 10.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
6 out of 25.
Nice. All right, roll for damage.
I just barely missed.
The blind woman hits him.
Missed impaling. 4.
4. That gives you your sight back, too. You feel... Because you could see... So you see... Or your vision comes back as your bamboo staff is embedded in this thing's side. Black blood is oozing out of it. And you realize that this thing might be a monster, but you can kill it. And it loses some of it, the power that it held over you.
Okay.
Eric.
I'm trying to stab it again. I'm trying to not succeed. 68.
And Will dodged.
This is what Alex gets for giving us weapons with a 1 in 4 chance of succeeding.
Yeah. I'll have to rethink that next time. So, I also didn't want to make it too easy, because there's 4 of you.
Well, yeah.
Well, we should be hitting it every turn, then.
Yeah. You guys are breaking probability. Ryan.
Next time,
it's going to try to bite you now.
I can't dodge because I acted, or no?
Well, no, this is the new turn.
Okay, so,
you could dodge, or you could. Okay.
I'm going to dodge.
I'm not even going to ask you to repeat that because I don't think you should.
Yeah, I just made that 26 out of 26.
You got a 23. So you take, 7 points of damage.
Okay.
As it. Clamps its teeth down onto your neck.
Didn't mean it in that way.
Wow.
What?
Damn, Mark.
You just feel these massive jaws close on you, and then pull back and tear away flesh.
Oh.
It hurts.
I scream.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ming.
Chris. Well, that was Ryan was dodging. Chris.
Dad?
Sure.
Stabby web. So many times I've done it, I have to get it eventually. 25!
Yay!
That succeeds.
Ah.
So roll for damage.
Was it D4 plus my damage
bonus? D6.
D6. Chris, don't cripple yourself.
Okay.
Let it cripple you.
2.
That's a 6 and 7.
7. Okay.
I'll probably keep that.
It howls in pain and recoils. The snake head retracts back inside to its human face. And its eyes flare with literal fire as it stares at you now, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Eric.
Okay. Noe.
And Will, what are you doing?
I'm doing great this game.
I'm going to...
Stab
it.
18.
All right, roll for damage. 1d6.
5.
It had 5 hit points. So, Will, you run up.
I defeated him.
Mm-hmm. You did. You run up and jam the spear.
I hobble up.
Yeah. And you just see the bamboo goes up in the bottom of its neck, out under its chin, right up through its head, and it starts to slink, like slide down the bamboo. And as it slides down, the robes fall away, as soon all that's left is a snake with flowers on its skin. Like, the print on the snake is flowers. It's a white snake with red flowers on it. And it's just hanging from your bamboo shaft for a moment. And then the fog that surrounds you just dissipates. And the snake disappears.
Ooh.
You can all get sand back for killing a thing.
How much?
6.
Yeah.
You can all regain 6 sand points.
I'm up to 9.
Wow. Having a bad day, Chris.
Kind of wish I was crazy.
39.
I think that's the closest I've ever come to going all the way crazy.
3 away?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty close. yeah, so people come out from the buildings. They were kind of watching you from the sides and congratulate you. They come to help you with your limbs. Chris and Will,
yeah.
You are disabled for life.
Hooray.
There's nothing you can do. They amputate your leg, Chris.
I didn't want it.
Will, you have to walk around with crutches or pain. Your leg is basically useless.
Fuck that leg.
I just had like a chunk torn out, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. You
I had gouges on my back.
Yeah, you managed to make a recovery. Ryan, you're you lost 7 hit points.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be near Ryan too.
They're gonna have to amputate your arm.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But you can still play chess.
Yeah, that's right. I just play with my other hand.
Then. Yeah. You're a lefty chess player now.
I amputated
one of those rare lefty
limbs. Someone else amputates mine.
No, you don't do it, Will. You're screaming in pain. They get a different doctor to do it. But you managed to defeat the scholar in the white robe. You're lot. So eventually you guys are moved to shelter camps, or Ryan, you can go back to wherever you're from. And Chinatown gets rebuilt. The Empress manages to stop San Francisco from moving it to the edge of town. Because they wanted to relocate all the Chinese, but the Empress convinced them not to. But that's a different story. And you guys managed to save a lot of lives.
That's good.
It was basically the monster.
Just not that first 8.
Yeah, just not those 8.
Yeah. Well, because what happened was the monster basically wanted anyone who had used the medicine made from its parts.
Yeah, they wanted it back.
Killed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that was it. That's from the rubble. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Definitely up the percentage on spears again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or my suggestion would be don't have the thing they need to do to defeat it be combat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Amar!
You got to scare the shit out of me.
I saw him a split second before he did it, but he's still scared. I was like, oh, I think Marshall... Oh, God.
I thought she went to bed.
Gracie.
That's not bed, dummy.
Maybe he was a bed in Minecraft. Oh, man. Yeah.
I've got a... 6-port switch, we should Minecraft together.
Ooh, LAN party?
Yeah.
I mean, if you had it on Xbox, we could just play on Xbox. Never mind. Anyway. Yeah, okay. So that was from the rubble. Yeah, I guess I could have put a thing. I wanted to make it a little different, and it only had 20 hit points, so I figured, it wouldn't be that hard to kill it.
Yeah.
But I was doing some research. It's the demon is actually from a Chinese novel. That it was like... The scholar in the white robe was what the demon was.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty badass enemy.
Yeah.
Not your typical mythos fare either.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. So it basically the kindly old couple were sorcerers who were 2 centuries old. They kept the demon locked up in their basement and were harvesting it for parts. And then the earthquake freed it. It was trapped in the. It was still trapped in the basement
until
the rubble cleared away. And when Yai fell in, Nai Nai fell in. It killed her for revenge, and then realized, "Oh, I can leave," and did. So that's why then it was hunting people down. Okay, so there we go.
Demon's a jerk.
Yeah, demons are generally jerks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Will. Any last thoughts?
Demons are jerks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.